Now, here's a story with a sting in the tail, because scientists are claiming to have found the remains of the biggest and the oldest fossilised scorpion. It was more than 1.5 metres tall, but it didn't live on land. It actually inhabited the deep ocean, and it lived 460 million years ago. It's a distant relative of the horseshoe crabs that we still see on the beaches of some places today. Joanna Kerr spoke to Yale scientist James Lansdale. He had the painstaking task of piecing together the remains of the creature, which turned up in a meteor crater that once sat on the floor of an ocean in what's now the state of Iowa in the USA.
I tend to work very closely on various arthropod groups, and Eurypterids or sea scorpions are sort of the primary group I work on. And so what we've done is found the earliest known representative of this group, which means that we know these things were occurring earlier than we previously thought. And we've also found out that this thing was a large predator. And this means that these things were very important members of these early ecosystems.
And when you say a large predator, what sort of size are we talking about?
So the biggest ones we've found, bear in mind that these are molts, so these probably would have got bigger than this, are 1.7 metres long.
What does that look like? I mean, when I'm imagining a 1.7 metre long scorpion, I imagine something out of a film, out of like Jurassic Park.
This thing would have been obviously a very aggressive animal. The first thing you'd have noticed were these big appendages with these long spines coming off the head. These things would have been used to grab prey. The body would have been vaguely unusual. I mean, this thing was just a really bizarre animal. It was really strange looking. We named it Pentacopterus, which is named after the Greek Pentaconta, which is early warship. And the reason we did that is not only is this an early large predator, but the outline from above kind of looks like these Greek warships. It was very sleek, and the head is projected into this strange prow-like structure that just looks like the front of the ship. And then there are paddles coming off the back of the head, which would have helped it swim.
When you found the fossil, was it a whole fossil? Was it something that you had to piece together like a jigsaw? What did you actually discover?
The initial discovery were made by researchers at the Iowa Geological Survey. And so they found these sheets of black material that was kind of paper-like, and you could sort of peel it off the rock. And so they did this excavation where they dammed the river and then dug out 8 meters of this rock. And then I got all this material to look through. And this stuff is fragmented exoskeleton. And it really does look sometimes like this animal has just molted. And so what I had to do then was, first of all, get this exoskeleton out of the rock, which was easier than it could have been because the rock thankfully became very soft when we got it wet again, so I could sort of just peel this off. But then I essentially had a jigsaw puzzle where somebody had removed some of the pieces and then dumped a bunch of other jigsaw puzzles in with it. And so I had to sort of work out which belonged to which animal, what went where, and then just basically piece this meter and a half long animal together from fragments that were no bigger than 10 centimeters each.
That sounds really tricky. This is the first example of this sort of fossil. Why do you think this was so well preserved so that it allowed you to actually tell what the fossil was?
A lot of it is to do with the environment of where this thing was found. So these things seem to have congregated into this old meteorite crater to shed their skins. And the first thing is the fact that these are shed skins meant that scavengers would not have been interested in them. So we wouldn't have had to deal with animals picking over corpses, which is what you would normally have when you're trying to have something fossilize. This environment was very deep, very calm. There was not a lot of wave action. And there was also lower levels of oxygen in the environment than usual. And so this meant that decay probably was really suppressed. And so there was really not much around to break down these fossils. And so we're really lucky that this meteorite crater was here for these things to congregate in so that we can get this exceptional preservation. And the preservation really is exceptional. I've never seen anything like this before. And we can see things like patterns of the hairs on the legs, which is fantastic.
Absolutely stunning. James Lansdale, he's at Yale University.